past couple of days, we've been talking about the machlokas beshamay besilu on kufya dalid as to the order of the brachas of kiddush. When we recite kiddush, we say bar pi agafen, we say brachas anenin, and then we say the brach of kiddush. So which comes first? Beshamay holds that the brachas ayom comes before the brachas ayay. And Beis Hillel disagrees. They claim that the Birchas Hayayin comes first before the Birchas Hayom. Why do Beis Hillel say that the Birchas Hayayin comes first? So there are two reasons the Gemara gives. That either Hayayin Gorim L'Kiddush Etayomer, that without the Yayin we're not going to have the Kiddush. We talked about that reason at great length yesterday. And then Beis Hillel says, Dovar Acher Birchas Hayom Tadira Birchas Hayom Eina Tadira Tadir B'Shena Tadir Tadir Kodim. That the Birchas Hayayin is more todir than the Birchas Hayom. It's even a todir of chova, not just motzoi, as we explained. It's not just that it's more common that people say a bar pi agafen as opposed to kiddush, but even in the context of chova, we find the bar pi agafen not just in kiddush, but by Birchas Erisin and Birchas Nisuin and the bracha by Mila. There are many other contexts that we find the bar pi agafen as a chova, so therefore it's a todir of chova, todir v'shena todir todir chova. So the impression you get from the Gemara is that Beis Hillel argues with Beis Shammai. They feel that it's two against two. Meaning Beis Shammai gave two reasons for their svara. And we discussed that it's not so clear that the two reasons are really correct. They're in different contexts where maybe some reasons don't apply. Come Beis Hillel and they say, we have two reasons also. And we think that these two reasons are taka better. So Beis Hillel feel that because there are two reasons against Beis Shammai's reason, so therefore Mavarech Alayom, Alayayim, V'Aharach Mavarech Alayom. This is what the Gemara says. The question that we started to ponder yesterday is the Kash of the Shagasari. But the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Tzadi Yom Beis adds another prat to the discussion of Todir V'Shen and Todir Todir Kodim. And when it comes to Dine Kedima, Todir is not the only Koveh, it's not the only criterion that we take into account. But there's something that's called Mekudosh. Mekudosh means something that's on a higher level. The particular shail of the Gemara in Tzvachim is what happens if you have Mekudosh against Todir. You have competing values over here. One element is Todir, but the other is Mekudosh. Case of Dam Chatas with Dam Ola, the Ola's Tomid. So the Dam Chatas, because it's Meratz, it's more Mekudosh, but of course the Dam Ola's Tomid is more Todir, it comes every day. So that's the shail of the Gemara. In terms of Dine Kedima, which blood are we going to sprinkle first? Does Todir went out? Todir Shina Todir Todir Kodim? What do we say? No, this is Mekudosh. The other one's Mekudosh. So Todir or Mekudosh. Maybe the Mekudosh, the one that's more Mekudosh, the one that's on a higher level, greater Kedusha, it's on a higher level, maybe that should win out against the Todir. But one thing you see clearly from the Gemara in Zvachim, even though the Gemara in Zvachim is not poshet the Shaila, we don't know what the din is if you have Todir and Mekudosh together, which one wins. In fact, the Rambam seems to paskin that Shavim Hay, they're equal. Neither one is going to win out. There has to be another criterion to determine which one should win out. If you don't have another criterion to be koveya, so then pick them. You can choose whichever one you want. So it's not that Mekudosh is going to beat out Todir, but one thing you do see from the Gemara in Zvachim is that Mekudosh is another factor to take into account. If you don't have Todir against Mekudosh, then Mekudosh wins. If it's Mekudosh against the zero, of course Mekudosh is going to win. Shaila of the Gemara in Zvachim is if you have Mekudosh against the Todir, which one is going to win? Mekudosh alone certainly is going to win. Mekudosh is definitely a Maila. It's definitely a Maila. So Frek Tzlach, how can Beis Hillel say that we have two against two, and in fact our two might be better than yours, but the reality is Beis Shammai has three. It's three against two, because there's a Maila of Mekudosh over him. The reality is that Birchas HaKiddush is a Daraisa. Kiddush on Shabbos night, let's say, is Daraisa. The Birchas Hayah and the Bar Pi Agafen is only Darabona. So you'd imagine that the Daraisa will beat out the Rabbana. Why should the Birchas Hayom come first? You have the two reasons of Beis Shammai. Okay, Beis Hillel is not so convinced that they're correct, but they're not nothing. But now that you have three, if the Birchas Hayom is also Mekudosh, it's like a three against two. It's a tag team. So Beis Hillel should concede that they only have two reasons, and maybe the Birchas Hayom should come first. That's the Tzlach's kasha. To which the Tzlach answers, we must be talking about a situation where the person already died. When Beis Hillel says that the Birchas HaYayin comes first, they must be talking about a situation where he's already davened Marv. So he's already been yotz in the midst of Kiddush and Tefillah. Now the Kiddush HaYayin is only Midrabbana. So it's only Midrabbana that you don't have a Mekudosh over here. The Birchas Hayom is not more Mekudesh than the Yayin because it's not the rice anymore. So all things equal, there are only two reasons, right? Two reasons for Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel feels that their two reasons are at least as good as Beis Shammai, if not better. Obviously, they're going to argue somewhat with Beis Shammai's reasons. So Beis Hillel will say, we think that our reasons are correct. They're only, and you only have two reasons, so therefore the Birchas Hayayin is going to come first. This is what the Tzlach wants to suggest. This idea of the Tzlach, that Beis Hillel is talking about a situation where a person has already davened Maariv, this is already alluded to in the Tosas Rid. It comes to us from the Rishonim. Tosas Rid, Al Asar, in Psochim, on Kuf Yudalek. Tosas Rid says like this, if you have the packet, you can look on with me, on page 8. Shayayin Gorim the Kedusha Shatayamar the Perish, the Midaraisa Zachreyo Havi Mashon, Omrin Bitfila Makarisha Shabbos. Minatora Yoyotse Zachreyo Yoyotse Mitzvah Kiddush in Tfila. Midrabonanu Shanach Zerov in a Kaddish Alakos, Kedamina Behavdola, Avabishevdu Bitfila Mitzvah Lahavdil Alakos. There's a mitzvah, Alakos, the Chachamim added that even though you daven, you say Kiddush in Tefillah, you're supposed to be Makarish Alakos as well. Even though you said Atachon Atonu, you're Mavdil B'Tefillah, you're Mavdil Alakos as well. Techad Leslan Kosa Kigon Yom HaKippur Maniotzi Midei Chavosam B'Kiddush in Tefillah. If there's no Kos, Yom Kippur, it can't be a Kos. So we Yotze Achi of Kiddush in Tefillah. V'shuv Lo Nachzer in the Kaddish, Kemen Shein Kos. Nimtza says the Tosas Rid, Shayayin Gorim Lakiddish Sheye Omer. What does he mean? Nimtza, based on what I just told you, the Yayin is Gorim Lakiddish Sheye Omer. He's saying that since you're Makayim the Mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddish and Tefillah, and now all you have is a Mitzvah Darabonon, the Mekadish Alakos. So the Birchas Hayom is only Darabonon. The Birchas Hayom is only Darabonon. So now Taka, the Yayin is Gorim Lakiddish Sheye Omer. Yayin is Gorim Lakiddush Shetayomer, and we don't have a competing value. I mean, if not, well, what's he talking about? The Yayin is Gorim Lakiddush Shetayomer. He's saying the Yayin is Gorim Lakiddush Shetayomer, that without the mitzvah, the Rabbanah to be Mekadesh Alakos, you're not going to make Kiddush. But the clear assumption of the Tosas Rid is that we're talking about that you already davened. Why does it have to be talking about that you davened already? Because without having daven, then you still have a mitzvah of Kiddush B'Tfilah. It's interesting. The Tosas Rid is not really saying that we're talking about a situation where you davened already because of the tain of the Tzlach. He's saying the idea of Yayin Garam L'Kiddush HaKayomer only makes sense if you already davened, because if you haven't davened, then you have a chiyuv to say Kiddush B'Tfilah anyway. But once you've already davened, then the chiyuv to say Kiddush ala kos, The chiyuv to say Kiddush is only the extra takonah derabonah to say it ala kos. So that's Yayin Gorim LeKiddush HaTayomer, if you've already davened. But it's clear that the Tosas Rid is assuming that the whole sheet of Beis Hillel is built on the fact that you already davened Shmona Esrei, that you said Kiddush in Tefillah. So for the same reason, the Shagas Aryeh will say that since we're talking about a situation where the person has davened already, why is this not working? Talking about a situation where the person already davened, so therefore, I'm sorry about the. Thank you very much, Zach. I don't know why the mic's not working. Since we're talking about a situation where a person already davened, so therefore, Kiddush, the Birchas Hayom, is no longer Mekudesh. It's no longer Mekudesh. That's why the Birchas Hayayin can come first. Okay, this is the Yisod of the Tzlach. And based on this Yisod, the Tzlach wants to suggest an Afkamin L'maisa. He says, Noshim, if Noshim don't daven, if they don't daven Maariv, so then it'll turn out that the Birchas Hayom for them is Daraisa, In such a case, even Beis Hillel would say that they should say Birchas Hayah before the Birchas Hayah. Pele de gechidush of Mitzlach. That putting everything that he said together, what should emerge is that if a woman doesn't daven Maariv, it's true if a man doesn't daven Maariv as well, but he has a chiyuv to daven Maariv. A woman has a chiyuv to daven, but Maariv tilas arvis rishus. So Taka learned from this week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu tilas arvis rishus. So many women don't daven Maariv. On Friday night, many women do daven Maariv. Dav gets to say kiddush and tefillah. On Motzei Shabbos, many women do daven Maariv to say Havdalah b'tefillah. But technically speaking, women are pturas from Maariv, and very often they don't daven Maariv. So if a woman didn't daven Maariv Friday night, says the Tzlach, it turns out that her Birchas Hayom is Daraisa. So it should come before the Birchas Hayayin. Even Beis Hillel would say, they should say Mekadosh HaShabbos before Bar Piyagofen. It's unbelievable if they're going to make Kiddush for themselves. This is the Yesod of the Tzlach with the Nafka Min Lamaisa. Questions? Comes the Shagas Aryeh, and he suggests that there's no such thing. L'hoyu dvarim me'olam. A daraisa is not makudish over a drabon. If you have a conflict between daraisa and drabon, you can't say that the daraisa is makudish. It's not makudish. Because drabonan legabe daraisa is like a davar shavashus. The chachamim were misakin a mitzvah, but on a daraisa level, the mitzvah drabonan doesn't exist, so it's like a davar shavashus. So if a person has a mitzvah in front of him, does he have to run to do this mitzvah? Well, it depends. If the shoz overes, if it's close to shkia and you have to daven mincha, so you have to drop what you're doing and daven mincha. A person has a mitzvah in front of him, he doesn't always have to drop the mitzvah to do it. He wants to make a phone call. He wants to do something. He wants to eat. He wants to eat a little bit, you know, to be toim, to take a snack. He's allowed to drink. He can take a drink. But why? He has a mitzvah in front of him. The answer is, there's no reason why you can't do a davar shel rishus before the mitzvah. It's not a bizoyim to the mitzvah to do the davar shel rishus before the mitzvah. A person's allowed to live life. So you can live life, and then you'll do the mitzvah. The point is, you have to do the mitzvah before the time elapses, the time in which you're allowed to do the mitzvah. But you're allowed to engage in dvarim shel rishus as well before you do the mitzvah. But if you're talking about doing a mitzvah daraisa, right? If you're talking about doing one mitzvah that's less makudish with another mitzvah that's more makudish, right? Or doing a mitzvah that's makudish, doing a mitzvah that's more makudish. No, if you're talking about doing a mitzvah that's less makudish before a mitzvah that's more makudish, so that's a bizayon to do such a thing. You're choosing mitzvahs, and yes, you're choosing the one that's less makudish over the one that's more makudish. Let's say you're choosing chatas, right? There's chatas and a shlomim. So let's say you choose shlomim over chatas. Neither one is tadir. So if you choose a shlomim over chatas, the chatas is meratzeh, the shlomim is not meratzeh. So choosing the dam, to sprinkle the dam of the shlomim before the chatas, that's inappropriate, that's a bizoyon of the davar hamakudosh. Because there are two mitzvahs in front of you, so why choose the one that's less makudosh? They're both mitzvahs. But to choose a davar shel rishus before the mitzvah, that's not a bizoyon of the mitzvah. A person is allowed to live life as long as he takes care of the mitzvah in the proper time. This is the yesod of the Shagas Aryeh. Where does the Shagas Aryeh see this Yisod? He develops it. We're gonna look at the Shagas Aryeh inside, read it together, and see how it develops, what his svara is. But what's the makor of the Shagas Aryeh? So strangely enough, the makor of the Shagas Aryeh is actually from our Gemara. I gave you the second page of the Shagas Aryeh, but really I should have given you the first page as well. I know I somehow got left out of our Makomos. We're adding so much to the Mar Makomos now that it's hard to keep track of everything. So I sent the first page of the Shagas Aryeh in an email with Daniel right before the shiur. If you have your computers, if you can look on, those who are on Zoom certainly can look on. Daniel, if you have it, maybe send it in the chat or look at your email. Look at your email and take out the first page of the Shagas Aryeh. Simon Chav Beis and Shagas Aryeh. It's a very interesting case the Shagas Aryeh is talking about. Maybe we'll get back to this case after we discuss the svar of the Shagas Aryeh. But what's the shaila? The ata avar hachelak hasheni she'eschalti b'simen hakodem. It's even the second half. The Shagas Aryeh is really talking about what happens if you're sitting at a meal You made Shabbos early. You're sitting at the meal. You finish the meal. And now you have a few mitzvahs in front of you to do. You want a bench. So there's Birchas HaMazon. But you also have to say Kriya Shema. You got to repeat Kriya Shema because you said Kriya Shema early. And you have to count Sfira too. So what do you do? Which comes first? Second? Third? What's the order of all the different mitzvahs? So in Siman Chaf Aleph, he started the discussion. And now in Siman Chaf Beis, he continues. So this is the point that the Shagasari is talking about over here. So he starts off the tshuva. Which should come first? Starts off the tshuva. V'hinei ein tam lomer de brichas hamazon doraisa tiktum l'shel sfiras haomer she'ein ele midivrei sofrim bizman hazeh she'ein beis hamikdash kayem l'das ro poskim chutz mehar rambam zal. It's a mouthful. Shagasari says, look, Rov Rishonim holds sfiras haomer bizman hazeh is only the rabbana. Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayem, so if sfir is linked to the omer, we don't have an omer, it can only be the rabbana. Except for the Rambam, because the Rambam argues, not for them. But Rov Rishonim claim that sfiras haomer bizman hazeh is only the rabbana. But don't say, Zokta Shagasai, don't say that Birchas HaMazon, that's the Oraisa, has to come before Sfiras HaOmer, that's only the Rabbonim Bizman HaZeh. Dehovadai Lav Milsehi. Look at that line. Dehovadai Lav Milsehi She'ein Din Kedima L'Shel Torah Al Shel Sofer. Underline it. It is underlined. Right? You can't say Birchas HaMazon, that's the Oraisa, comes before Sfiras HaOmer, that's only the Rabbonim. Because it's just wrong. There's no Din Kedima for the Oraisa over the Rabbonim. Why would there be a din kedima? Because it's mekudosh, more than the rabbanim, right? Zok the shagasai wrong. How do I know that? What's my marker for that? The Gemara in Pesachim, our Gemara in Pesachim, teida sharei birchas hayayin shemidivrei sofrim kodemes lebirchas hayom shel Torah mishum shehi todir. Beis Hillel paskins that the birchas hayayin comes before birchas hayom, even though birchas hayayin is midivrei sofrim and birchas hayom is the raisa. Because Birchas Hayayin is Tadir, it comes first. Even though Birchas Hayayin is Midivrei Sofrim and Birchas Hayom is Daraisa. And then he quotes you the Gemara, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. We don't have to read the whole thing again. But that's our Gemara. That we pass it like Beis Hillel. Why does Birchas Hayayin come first? Because Tadir Shina Tadir, Tadir Kodim. Aye! Birchas Hayom is Daraisa. Skipping to the next column, second line. The Isaka diet of the Shel Torah Yeshlo Din Kedim Al Shel Sofrim. Im Kain Hocha Bevirchas Hayom Plasa Ubevirchas Hayayin Eino El Atarti. If you tell me that the rice is Mekudesh over the Rabbanan, it beats out the Rabbanan. So you got a 3-2. The Birchas Hayom has 3 reasons, and Birchas Hayayin only has 2. V'amai Kodem Birchas Hayayin the Birchas Hayom Shel El Shabbos Shel Torah. It's the Tzlach's Kasha. The Shagasai basically says, look at the Tzlach's Kasha. That's the Raya, that the rice is not Makudosh over the Rabbana. Can't be. V'afal gav, the hod the kaimalon kiddush hayom, the rice ha'enu nusach ha'kiddush davka k'mo sh'anu l'kachem alakos. Shagasai can see, he says, look, kiddush alakos is not the rice. Kiddush B'dvarim is Daraisa. Kiddush Alakos is not Daraisa. So you might say, but the Kiddush that you're making Alakos, that's not Daraisa. What? You're tricking us. You're fooling us. That's not a Daraisa. Mikol Mokom, skip to the underline. Mikol Mokom, Beis Hillel Poskul Emilsayu Dela Olam Birchas Hayayin Kodem L'Shalyom Afilu Lo Hispalel Arvis Adayin. Says the Shagas Aryeh, what's Beis Hillel talking about? You want to make a new Kimta? You want to make an ukimta over here? That we're talking about a situation where you davened already? If you davened already, then it's only drabbanan? Vushteit, where does it say that? Beis Hillel said their halacha, whether you davened or you didn't daven, in all circumstances. And if you didn't daven, then the kiddush, the birchas hayom, is still daraisa. Mistama Beis Hillel paskul l'mosayo in all circumstances, right? They still paskin that Birchas Hayayin is kodim whether you daven or you didn't daven. And if you didn't daven, then the Birchas Hayom is daraisa. So if the Birchas Hayom is daraisa, so why should the Birchas Hayayin beat it out? V'lo hizkenami shem daven mikdushas hayom. The Birchas Hayom yotze zeh yidei kiddush al Torah. Hafiluach the Birchas Hayayin the very sofrim kodim. Both the Shagas Aryeh and the Tzlach are troubled by the same kasha. It's just one asks it as a kasha and one brings it as a raya. It's the same kasha. It's that if you haven't davened Maariv as of yet, so then it turns out, if you haven't davened Maariv as of yet, so then it turns out that the Birchas Hayom is going to be daraisa. Because Kiddush Bidvarim is daraisa. So if Kiddush Bidvarim is daraisa, so then why shouldn't the Birchas Hayom come first? Because you have a 3-2. So comes the Tzlach and says, no, we must be talking about a situation where you have davened already. Beis Hillel's time is only said if you have davened already. Because if you haven't davened already, then Taka would be a 3-2, says the Tzlach. So comes the Shagasari and says, absolutely not. Beis Hillel must be talking about all situations, whether you davened or you didn't daven. And if you didn't daven, then the Birchas Hayom is still daraisa. So the Birchas Hayom is daraisa, why should the Birchas Hayom went out? Must be, says the Shagasari, there's a yesod that emerges from this thing. Don't make an ukimta that we're talking about a situation that you davened already. No, there's a yesod that's emerging. Even if you didn't daven already, we still would say the Birchas Hayayin comes first. Why? Because the raises are not mekudesh over the rabbanis. The tzlach to answer his kasha makes an ukimta in the Gemara. We're talking about that you davened already. And the Shagasai says, no, it's stoma nokat lay. They still didn't talk about only when you davened already. So it must be that from this Gemara, you see, you saw that the raises are not momakudish over the rabbanans. So that's not a factor to take into account. So you're left with a 2-2. It's not 3-2. This is the tzlach and the shagasai. Morish lesson. Still would only be arguing with Beis Shammai if a person has davened first. Exactly. That's it. I'm sorry? Exactly. That's what the Tzlach says. That if women don't daven, so then really the halacha should be like Beis Shammai, you should make the Birchas Hayom first. And the same would be true for men if the men haven't davened. So the Shagas Aryeh proves his yesod from our Gemara. The Tzlach says, no, you have to make an ukimta that we're talking about a situation where the person davened already, so therefore it's not going to be the rice. What is the svar of the Shagas Aryeh? Okay, now that we see the raya, the Shagas Aryeh actually brings a raya from our Gemara. It's not just that he's saying pshat, he's saying something that argues with the Tzlach. No, he's arguing directly with the Tzlach on our Gemara, on how to learn the Gemara. But let's now turn to the Svar of the Tzlach. For that, we have to turn to page 2. So let's go back to the packet number 26. What does the Tzlach say? I handled with a lot of the Chevra over the last couple of days, between today and yesterday. Pshat and Shagasai. The guys are going back and forth. It's Gevaldik, the Shakta Vitaya that we have during Seder about the Shagasai. What does the Shagasai say? This is really just a hemshech of what we just read. Vim Tomar, on page 9 here in the packet. Vim Tomar, Hagufe Tikshala, Kevin the Kamal and Kalatodir, Kalamakudish Mechaver, Kodem Eschaver, Avobisha, Kol Shel Torah, Kolshkin Sheroy, Likadem Shel Torah, the Makudish Va'olim Tvele Shel Sofim. We say that kolatodim mechaver or kolamekudish mechaver. If all you have is todir or mekudish, obviously it beats out the other side. Even if everything is daraisa, right? Mekudish. If you have damchatas and damshlam, it's all daraisa, but yet mekudish beats out any mekudish. So kolshkin, if you have one that's daraisa, the other is derabanan, shouldn't the daraisa be mekudish over derabanan? That's the shagasai's kasha. V'yeshlomer, listen carefully now. V'yeshlomer, dehi anosenes. Mishum kilusu de divrei sofrim al divrei Torah, zohi takonoso lahakdim todir didei l'sha'ino todir shal Torah. What did he just say? He says, the kula of divrei sofrim, the fact that they're not as chomer as daraisa, that will make it that if the derabanan is more todir than the daraisa, we follow the rule of Tadav Shenot Tadav Tadav Kodam, and we forget the fact that one is the Raisa and one is the Rabbanan. He's basically saying that when you have a clash between Daraisa and Rabbanan, we don't look at the Daraisa and Rabbanan part of the clash, that part of the conflict, but rather we totally ignore that. Because the Rabbanans are so much more kal than the Raisas, we ignore the clash of the Raisa and the Rabbanan, and rather we only look at the clash of Tadir and Tadir, and what emerges is that Tadir Kodem. So if the Rabbanan is what's Tadir, then it's going to beat out the Raisa that's in Tadir. Now why is that? Says the Shagas Aryeh, the Hod the Kol HaTadir v'amakudosh dekadmi, einon ela bebeis mitzvahs, tzarech lahaktim Tadir v'amakudosh lechaverta. Tadir and Makudosh only play a role, these factors only play a role in mitzvahs. In mitzvahs. Kigon hode amrinan, listen to this case he has. Behoyu lefana beit tefilas, mispalel shel mincha kodem shel musaf, hanadavka, berotze lispalel, tzarech lahaktim atadir. The Gemara in Brachas in the fourth parak talks about the following case. Let's say a person has musaf to daven and mincha to daven. So what does he do? The answer is, tadir v'shem atadir, he has to daven mincha before musaf. But that's only if he wants to daven both tefillos now. Let's say he wants to daven mincha later. He really doesn't want to daven in the mincha now. But the zman of mincha has already come. It's Yom Kippur. And, you know, his shachris took a long time. And the Kriyas HaTorah took a long time. And the rabbi's speech took a very long time. So now we're holding after the zman mincha has begun. So maybe you'll say the zman of musaf has started because musaf and kalayom. You can daven musaf all day. But the zman of mincha is also here. Mincha gedolah is here. So maybe we should daven mincha before musaf. Never saw that Yom Kippur, right? So you have mincha before musaf? So comes the Gemara, comes the Shagas Aryeh and says, no, this is not a conflict between mincha and musaf. You don't want to daven mincha now. You want to daven mincha later. You want to have a break between musaf and mincha, right? So you're not planning on davening mincha at this sitting. You only want to daven musaf. So if that's case, in that case, there's no conflict between mincha and musaf. So you daven the musaf. You don't daven mincha. But why? Mincha is a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah of musaf. No, mincha is like a davar shel reshus because you're not interested in davening it now. Says the Shagas Aryeh. You want to be also in a davar shel reshus? There's no problem. The very fact that we don't take into account the two mitzvahs, unless you must do both of them right now, if you can delay one of them, we look at it as a davar shel reshus, and then it's irrelevant. Even though mincha is tadir, it doesn't beat out musaf. So that shows you, right? That shows you that just because something is a mitzvah, that doesn't mean that we take into account its status. It's a davar shel reshus. Skipping down a little bit. Nimsa ein mailas tadir makodesh ala b'mitzvah al chaverta avalo lagabe davar harishus. If you're going to treat the mincha as a davar shel reshus because you're not interested in doing it now, so just because it's tadir, it's not going to win out. Tadir v'sheno tadir, tadir kodem only plays out if you have two mitzvahs in front of you. So then you have to pick the tadir. But if one is a davar shel reshus, then it's not going to beat out something else, even if it is tadir. Says the Shagas Aryeh, the kevan the shel sofrim kalam yishal Torah havle neged dvar Torah kedavar reshus. Hilgach imakdim shel divrei sofrim makalam l'shel Torah achamur imen kan zilusa l'shel Torah. Says the Shagas Aryeh, once we realize that the Rabbanans are more kal than the Raisas, so then they're like a davar shel reshus keneged the Raisas. It's not a zilusa l'shel Torah if you're going to do the Rabbanan before the Darais. What's he saying? He's saying that the dine kedima that we're talking about, the idea of Mekudosh, kol Mekudosh mechaver, kodem lechaver, kol atodem mechaver, kodem lechaver. What does that mean? They're not the same. The idea that the Mekudosh has to come first, before the Eino Mekudosh, that's because if you put the Eino Mekudosh, if you do the Eino Mekudosh first, it's a bizoyon to the Mekudosh. The din kedima of Mekudosh is a din of bizoyon. The din of Tadir over Eino Tadir is not a din of bizoyon. It's just that in the order of priorities, the Torah comes first. Because it's more common, the Torah has a rule that it comes first. The Karban Tamid, Shel Shachar, came before all the other Karbanos. It's a rule that the Tadir should come first. It's not that it's going to be a bizoyon to do the Eino Tadir. It's not a bizarre, they're both on the same level, but one is the more common, so we do the more common before the less common. The fact that Mekudosh comes first is because if you do the Ein of Mekudosh first, it's going to be a bizarre. But the fact that Torah comes first, that's just a din in kedima. It's the order of the mitzvahs, but it's not because of bizarre. Says the Shagasaye, that's why if you're going to do a Darabonah before a Daraisa, that's not a problem of bizayon for the Daraisa. The Divrei Sofrim, the mitzvah Darabonah, Klape the Daraisa, is like a Dover Shomer Shus. And if you do a Dover Shomer Shus before the mitzvah, there's no problem. A person is allowed to live life. They're allowed to do what they want to do. The problem is only if the mitzvah is passing, the time of the mitzvah is passing, you got to do the mitzvah before there's no time to be yotzei. But there's no problem with doing a Dover Shomer Shus before the mitzvah. So by the same token, there would be no problem to do the Divrei Sofrim before the Daraisa, because it's not a bizoyon to the Daraisa to do a Dover Shomer Shus first. Hilkach, says the Shagasari, Kol the Tikna Rabbana can Daraisa Tikkun, the Lekadem Todeh, the Divreim L'Sheino Todeh Shel Torah, Kevan the Enkan Zilusa L'Divrei Torah. Says the Shagasari, comes out strange, that here we're going to be mocked in the Divrei Sofrim to the Dvar Torah. We're going to be mocked in the Mitzvah Darabonah to the Mitzvah Daraisa because of Tadir. You just told me that it's not a Zilusa, it's not a Zilzal of the Daraisa to do the Divrei Sofrim verse because it's only a Dvar Shomer Shus, and now you're going to tell me, but we're going to be mocked in the Darabonah to the Daraisa because of Tadir. But Tadir, Rishon Tadir only applies in Mitzvahs. So is the Darabonah a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? Well, what do you say? I think what the Shagasari is pointing out is that the din of Mekudosh is a function of Bizayon. It's not a Bizayon to do the Divrei Sofrim before the din Daraisa because it's a Dover Shel Rishus. It has this element that it's only a Dover Shel Rishus Klapei Daraisa. So when Chazal instituted the mitzvah Darabonah, they didn't make it a mitzvah, so much so that now it's a bizayon to do the Darabonah before the Daraisa. They put it on the status of Daraisa? No. But legabe the din of Tadir, it is a mitzvah. If you do the Darabonah before the Daraisa, it's not going to be a zilzal of the Daraisa, but in the realm of Tadir v'shino Tadir, it's appropriate to put the Tadir first. So you can't deny that the Darabonah is a mitzvah. So the din of Tadir v'shino Tadir will apply to that Darabonah. Aye, but if you're going to put the Darabonah first, it'll be a zilzal to the Daraisa. It's not a zilzal to the Daraisa. We don't look at the Daraisa as being Mekudosh over the Darabonah. So the Shagasai is straddling both sides of the fence. He's walking a very fine tightrope here. Right? It's a very fine line. He's saying that the Darabonah is like a Dover Shel Rishus when it comes to the Bizayon of the Daraisa. It's not a Bizayon. It's not really a Bizayon. Because Klapei the Daraisa, it's only a Dover Shel Rishus. But in the realm of Tadir, because the reality is that the Darabonah is a mitzvah, you can say that if the Darabonah is a Tadir, then it'll take a beat out the mitzvah Daraisa. So it comes out of an avach. It's counterintuitive. You would say, if there's no din kedima of Daraisa over the Rabbanah, how can there be a din kedima of Rabbanah over Daraisa? That's what the Shagasari says, because it's a different din kedima. One is a din of Mekudosh, and the other is a din of Tod. Mekudosh of Daraisa over the Rabbanah, that's not gonna play out, because Rabbanah is only a Dabash Hashem's. But it's not like the Rabbanah is not a mitzvah at all. It is a mitzvah. So the rule of Tod will be able to apply to be makdim, the mitzvah Rabbanah over the mitzvah Daraisa. And this is the Svar of the Shagasari. So what does he paskin for Sfira Sa'omer? What's his final word? So he says, well, it depends. It depends if you're sitting at the table on Shabbos or sitting during the week. On Shabbos, Birchas HaMazon is a Todir Shel Chovah. It's a mitzvah to eat Tzudah Shabbos. And there's more Birchas HaMazon on Shabbos and Yom Tov than Sfira Sa'omer. Sfira Sa'omer is only 49 days, but there are more than 49 weeks in the year. And there's more than one Tzudah per Shabbos. So says the Shagasari, if it's a Suda Shabbos, then Birchas HaMazon should come before Sfira. But if it's a Suda during the week, then the Birchas HaMazon is not a Dover Shel Chovah. Yes, if you eat, you have the bench, but it's not a mitzvah to eat during the week. So there, he'd say that neither is it, since Birchas HaMazon is not a Todeh Shel Chovah, and Sfira Sa'omer is, what, it's Todeh, it's 49 days. Right? It's 49 days of Chiyuv. And Birchas Hamazon is not a Tadish al Chova, it's like a Dabar Shavashus. Basically, it's a Dabar Shavashus during the week. So Birchas Hamazon is Dabar Shavashus, and Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah derabanan, but mitzvah keneged a Dabar Shavashus, there's nothing kedima for either one. So he says, pick up, you can choose whatever you want. Say Sfir before Birchas Hamazon. Or bench first, and then count Sfir. But on Shabbos, he says Birchas Hamazon has to come before Sfir, because Birchas Hamazon is a Tadish al Chova, and Sfiras HaOmer is not as Tadish, so therefore Birchas Hamazon beats it. This is the Shagasan. Okay, questions? Okay. This idea of the Shagasaye, the Machlokas, the Tzlach, and the Shagasaye, as to whether a Daraisa is considered Mekudosh, Keneged a Mitzvah Derabanan, this plays out in another very, very interesting context. That is, what's the order of the brachos of Kiddush on Sukkot, specifically the second night of Sukkot? We know that on the first night of Sukkot, you have to say a birchas hayayin, a bar pergafen. You have to say the birchas hayom of Kiddush, and then you say the brach of leishav asukkah and shechiyon. Four brachos. What's the order? Shechiyon was last. Shechiyonu goes both on the Yom Tov and on Sukkah. Now that's not really clear. It's actually a Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah has a machlokas. The Rosh in Sukkah quotes the Gemara. On page 10 in the handout, Garcina beperek acholot, itmar. Rav Yehuda amar Sukkah v'yachar zman. Rabba Barbachana Amar Zman Ve'achagach Sukkah. The Machlokas Amoroi and what the order is. What's the Svara? So the Gemara in Sukkah says, Rav Amar, different Girsos. Rav Amar Sukkah Ve'achagach Zman, why? Zman Chiyuva Diyoma Odif. Sukkah v'yachach zman, chiyuva d'yoma adif. Rav holds that Sukkah comes first because it's a chiyuva d'yoma. What does that mean? It's a chiyuv of today, Sukkot. Shechiyonu is something we say on other yom problem. So the chiyuva d'yoma, the chiyuv that's specific to this day, comes first, says Rav. Rabba babachana amar zman v'yachach sukkah, todi v'sheno todi todi kozi. Okay, so it's a machlokas where the chiyuva d'yoma is adif, or todi v'sheno todi todi kozi. Shechiyonu is more Tadir, says the Gemara. Why? Why? Because Sukkah is only what? Sukkah, the Chiyuv of Sukkah is only one night. You don't have to make a Leishav of Sukkah the rest of Yom Tov. But Shechiyonu, on Yom Tov, you have the Shalosh Regalim, you have many more times that you make a Shechiyonu, so it's more Tadir. The Shechiyonu of Yom Tov is more Tadir than the Brach of Leishav of Sukkah. So therefore, Rabbi Barbachana says that Zman comes before Sukkah. And we paskin that Sukkah comes before Zman, Chiyuva D'yoma Odif. So on the first night, we make the Brach of Leishav Sukkah, and then we say Shechiyonu afterwards. That's the Gemara. Comes the Rosh and raises the following question. What's going to be on the second night of Yom Tov? What should we do? Should we do the same thing? Chiyuva D'yoma Odif? We should make the Brach of Leishav Sukkah before Shechiyonu? Or maybe we should flip things around? That's the Shaila that the Rosh addresses. Rosh in the fourth parak of Sukkah in Siman Dalid, he says, "Yesh min agadolim omrim de belel sheni omr zman tchila, de zman lo koy asukkah, da filu im hoya leil yom tov rishon chol yotza bizman de sukkah." The Yesh min agadolim of the Rosh say that you should flip it around, make the Shechiyonu before the brach of leishav asukkah. This is the minute. This is what we do. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Tofresh Samach Aleph, the end of Hilchas Lulav. B'leil Yom Tov Sheni Omer Kiddush Uzman Acharav Miyad Ve'aragach Birchas Sukkah. Say Zman before the Birchas HaSukkah. Why do you say Shechiyonu before the Birchas HaSukkah? So says the Rosh, it's Poshet. Because you can say Shechiyonu on the Sukkah even before the Yom Tov. You can say Shechiyonu on the Sukkah Mishas Asiyas HaSukkah. So even if it turns out that the Yom Tov Rishon was a Yom Chol, nowadays we know it's not a Yom Chol. We have a calendar. But we treat Yom Tov Sheni like a Sveika D'Yoma. We treat it like it's really a takana. It's a minig, it's a takana. But we treat it as though it's a Sveika D'Yoma. So even if the first day were a Yom Chol, you could still be Yotze with the Shechiyano for the Sukkah. Because you could have made the Shechiyano for the Sukkah even the day before, even Erev Yom Tov. Let's say you built your Sukkah a week before, a week early. An early bird special. You built the Sukkah early, so you can make a Shechiyano a few days before Yom Tov. So the Shechiyano that you made in Kiddush on the first night of Yom Tov is low guard. It's no worse than Shechiyano that you recite a few days before Yom Tov. So the Shechiyano on the second day doesn't go on the Sukkah. It only goes on the Yom. So it only goes on the Yom. It only goes on the Yom Tov. Then you have to put the Zman, you have to put Shechiyano closer to the Kiddush. Because the Kiddush is about the Yom Tov. Don't put the Zman after Sukkah. If you make the Bracha on Sukkah first, then the Bracha Leshem Sukkah will be a hepsik between Shechiyano and Kiddush. Because Shechiyano is not going on the Sukkah. It's only going on Kiddush, only going on the Yom Tov. Say the Yesh Menag Gedolim. That's why you have to flip it. You have to make the bracha of Shechiyano first on the second day, and then you make the bracha on the Sukkah. Says the Rosh, but not everyone agrees. Lefi svaras b'nei Ivra shechilku ben b'shas asiyah ben la'achar asiyah koi zman nami asukah. So first, the Rosh says that according to the b'nei Ivra, who are the b'nei Ivra? So you look in the Korban Esanel. He says, well, if he's far as B'nai Ivra, Le'el Simen Lamed Vav. There is no Simen Lamed Vav. I think he means Daf Mem Vav. Because on Daf Mem Vav, it talks about Shechiyonu when you pick up the lulav, when you make the lulav, and there, Reb Shmuel may Ivra. It's quoted by the Rosh as being Mechalik between Shas Asiyah as opposed to not B'Shas Asiyah. That you can make a Shechiyonu B'Shas Asiyah, meaning when you put the lulav together, or you can make a Shechiyonu B'Shas Asiyah Sasukah, which is what we're talking about. But you can't make a Shechiyonu just b'yom chol, not during the time of Asiyah, and not on Yom Tov. There's no middle ground, right? Either b'shas Asiyah you make the Shechiyonu, or wait till Yom Tov and make it on Yom Tov, when you're actually mekayim the mitzvah. Either b'shas Asiyah or b'shas Akiyam. But you can't just do it 2 days before Yom Tov if you made the Sukkah 3 days before that. So says the Rosh, according to that Svara, then the Shechiyonu that you're making on the second day really does go on the Sukkah too. Because if it turns out yesterday was a Yom Chol, you couldn't make the Shechiyonu on the Sukkah then. Because it's not the Shas Asiyah, and it's not Yom Tov either. So according to the B'nai Ivra, it would turn out that the Shechiyonu on the second day really is going on the Sukkah as well. So then you should keep the Shechiyonu till the end. Don't change anything. Just have the same order, Yayin, Yom, Sukkah, Shechiyonu. That's the first point of the Rosh. Then he quotes, "V'Rav Yo Kosav Shebechol Pam Yeshlomer Zman Ba'Achrona." The Rav Yo also says that you should put the Zman at the end. Why? The Yom Tov Shechalios Achar Shabbos Mevorech Yak Nahaz Afal Gab the Zman Lokoy Ahavdola. You say Yak Nahaz in Havdola, right? Yai in Kiddush Ner Havdola Zman. Even though the Zman Shechiyonu is not on the Havdalah, why shouldn't you put the Shechiyonu before the Havdalah? Have Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah. The Ner is part of the Havdalah. So Zokter Rav Yo, you see that it's not a Hefsik. It's not a Hefsik. Put the Zman at the end. It's not a Hefsik. If the Gabi Yakna has, it's not a Hefsik. The Gabi Yom Tov Sheni, it's not a Hefsik either. The Rosh says it's not true. The Rosh gives a svara. He says that it is a hefsek over here. The Gabi Havdalah, since Havdalah needs a kos, so we put the Havdalah closer to the Birchas Hayayin. So it's not a hefsek over there, but it should be a hefsek over here. And these are the words of the Rosh. The Rosh claims, the Rosh quotes the Yesh Menag Gedolim, who say that you should flip it the second day, put the Zman first before the Baruch of Sukkah. The B'nai, and then the Rosh quotes two reasons why you shouldn't flip it. According to the B'nai Ivra, you can only make a Shechiyonu on the Sukkah B'Shas Asiyah or on the Yom Tov, but you can't make it in the middle, so therefore the Zman is going even on Sukkah, so keep the Zman at the end. The Rav Yoh says that it's not a Hefsik. So because it's not a Hefsik, the Rav Yoh assumes it's better, somehow it's better to put the Shechiyonu on. Better to put the bracha of Sukkah first If sukkah is not going to be a hefsek for this man. What's the svara of the Rav Yoh? The Mishneh Berurah quotes that a lot of the poskim follow the Rav Yoh against the Shulchan Aruch. What's the svara? Comes the Noda B'Yehuda, and he says, I'll tell you what the svara is. You know what the svara is? He says, on Yom Tov Sheni, on Yom Tov Sheni is the Yom Tov Daraiso Darabonin. It's Darabonin. So the Shachiyanu is on a Darabonin. It's on a Yom Tov of a Darabonin. On Yom Tov Sheni, is Sukkah Daraiso Darabonin? It's Daraiso. Basukkah Teisru Shivas Yamim, Sukkah Daraiso, all 7 days. So up to Noda B'Yehuda, take a look in page 12. Aval Balel Sheni Azmanu Rak Darabonin Shiyom Tov Sheni Darabonin. Ve'asukah hi daraisa kol shivas hayomim. Ve'akolponim daraisa nikrim akudash neged darabonon. Ve'todir amakudash mibayala meperakol atodir. The Gemara in Tzmachim is a shayla, todir umakudash, which one wins out? So Shachiyonu might be todir, but sukkah is daraisa, and the Shachiyonu of Yom Tov Sheni is only darabonon, because the Yom Tov Sheni is only darabonon. So even though we don't know which is more important, Makudosh or Tadir, but Makudosh is definitely a Maila. It is something to take into account. Look, it's not like Sukkah only has the Maila of Tadir, it also has Chiyuv Adiyoma. So because Sukkah has two Mailas, it has Chiyuv Adiyoma, and it's Makudosh because it's the Raisa. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, you should put Sukkah first. The Rav Yoh would say, put Sukkah first before the Zman, because the Zman is only the Rabbanan, and it doesn't have Chiyuv HaDiyoma, so you have two elements. The Zman is only the Rabbanan, it might have Tadir, but Sukkah has both Chiyuv HaDiyoma and Makudosh. Makudosh and Tadir could be Shavim, they're equal, but if you have Chiyuv HaDiyoma, that outweighs the factor of Tadir, and now Chiyuv HaDiyoma and Makudosh can carry the day. So we're going to put Sukkah ahead of Zman. The Noda B'Yehuda only says this because he wrote the Tzlach. It's the Tzlach L'Shitaso. It's a masquerade. It's the Tshuvas of the Tzlach. The Noda B'Yehuda and the Tzlach L'Shitaso, he assumes that Daraisa Neged Rabbanan is a Makudash. Daraisa is Makudash Klapi Darabon. So that's why he says that maybe there's a Svara for the Rav Yoh. That Sukkah Shutaka come first, put the Zman afterwards. I know there's a problem of hefsek, but the reality is that it's not such a hefsek, right? Havdalah, we see it's not a hefsek. So because you have a two against one in terms of the milus of Sukkah over Zman, Zok the Noda B'Yehuda, he thinks maybe the Rav Yoh is right that you should put Sukkah first. But that's the Noda B'Yehuda L'Shitaso in the Tzlav that he holds a Daraisa as Mekudosh Kereged Rabbanan. Comes the Yor Sameach and Hilchas Sukkah. He says that according to the Shagas Aryeh, the Svar of the Noda B'Yehuda doesn't begin. Shagas Aryeh says there is no din of Makudosh by a Darais. A Darais is not more Makudosh than a Darabana. As we discussed, right? Makudosh doesn't play a role between Darais and Darabana. Because it's not going to be a Bizayon for the Darais if you do the Darabana. So we don't treat a Darais as being more Makudosh than a Darabana. If two mitzvahs are deraisas, then you can talk about one is more makudosh than the other, chatas and shlomim, etc. But deraisa and drabbanan, the Shagas Aryeh says there's no concept of makudosh over there. So according to the Shagas Aryeh, this svar of the Noda B'Yehuda to explain the Rav Yoh doesn't really begin. What should emerge is that the halacha is really like the Shulchan Aruch, that on the second day, you should really put the Shachiyonu first, and then make the bracha of Leisha Basuk. Stop here. I just want to add a brief thought from the Parsha.